This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Just because this is the way capitalism works sometimes, a cautionary tale now from the healthcare industry. Gilead Sciences, that's a biopharma company out of California, released a really spiffy earnings report yesterday. Revenues more than doubled, profits beat expectations, just what you want to see. But the company also warned that profits from two of its newest and very expensive blockbuster drugs are going to be fading. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains why.
Make no mistake, the colorful pills that go under the names Harvoni and Sovaldi, Gilead's new hepatitis C drugs, are very good at treating the devastating liver disease.
We finally have what we would consider the holy grail of medicine, drugs which can treat a very complex chronic condition and bring it to near curative state.
Physician Kavita Patel treats patients with hepatitis C. She also researches drug pricing at the Brookings Institution. She says these new drugs, very costly to research and test, have an astronomical list price, except
what is advertised as, quote, the sticker price, when I just said $80,000 to $130,000, that's not what anybody really pays if you have private health insurance.
That's because health insurers and pharmacy benefit managers negotiate deep discounts to get these drugs for their patients. Gilead surprised investors this week by saying those discounts are reaching 45% and more than 50% for Medicaid and the Veterans Administration. So who's losing here? Healthcare economist Gail Walensky has an idea. She ran Medicare and Medicaid in the George H.W. Bush administration.
It may well be that the main people who take the haircut, the difference between the list price and what's negotiated, are the owners of Gilead, that is, the shareholders.
Now, Walensky says don't weep for Gilead. After all, it's been charging an arm and a leg for these drugs until now. And it had to anticipate that competitors would bring out their own drugs for hepatitis C and that they'd offer big discounts to undercut Gilead's pricing, which they are doing. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.